If you have problems sleeping, it turns out it's not just damaging your health, it's hurting the economy. New research has found that sleep disorders cost the Australian economy more than $5 billion a year in healthcare and indirect costs. On top of that, Deloitte Access Economics estimates that people with sleep disorders suffer a reduction in life quality equivalent to more than $31 billion a year. Ashley Hall reports.
Stuart Brash is a 75-year-old retired orthopaedic surgeon who's undergoing treatment for sleep apnea.
My wife has been complaining about my snoring for some time, and then I developed atrial fibrillation.
That's an irregularity in the heartbeat, in layman's terms.
And one of the problems with atrial fibrillation is that it's made worse or initiated by a sleep apnea. So I then went to the sleep clinic, and I have bought a CPAP machine.
So that blows air in through your nose right through the night?
It does, and I use it for about 7 hours per night, and I sleep quieter, my wife is happy, and I have noticed that I awake refreshed, my blood pressure is dropped a bit.
And that irregular heartbeat is no longer a problem. Stuart Brash says he's never detected an obvious slump in his performance during the day because of his sleep disorder, although he's feeling much more energetic now that he's being treated. Many people do, though, notice a dramatic effect. More than 1.5 million adult Australians, or 9% of the population, suffer from sleep disorders, including sleep apnea, insomnia, and restless leg syndrome.
What these conditions have in common is that they disrupt sleep and cause daytime symptoms, tiredness, lethargy, and really suboptimal brain function.
Professor David Hillman is the director of the West Australian Sleep Disorders Research Institute and the chairman of the Sleep Health Foundation, which asked Deloitte Access Economics to quantify the economic impact of sleep disorders.
About 5% of heart disease and high blood pressure is attributable to sleep disorders, and depression is another consequence. Around about 10% of depression is attributable to sleep disorders. And then, of course, workplace accidents and productivity losses, and for that matter, losses of life quality.
The researchers found that the direct health costs of the disorders amount to about $800 million a year, while the other costs, like productivity losses and workplace accidents, total about $4.3 billion. That's $5.1 billion in total.
When one thinks about the effects of sleep on loss on your own function, and then kind of applies all the multipliers to it, these people have daily problems with sleep loss, and the high proportion that exists in the community, I don't think it's surprising at all, really.
I wonder, though, whether our policy debate is at a point where the only way to cut through is to put a financial figure on something. Is the human suffering not enough to penetrate the policy debate?
The sad truth is, I think, in health is that it's really, you really need to make a bit of noise to get your area up.
The Sleep Health Foundation is keen to press the message that a small increase in funding for the treatment of sleep disorders could bring about a big net benefit for the economy. Professor Hillman says while current preventative health messages focus mostly on diet and exercise, he'd like to see future campaigns include the need for a good night's sleep as well.
That's quite a common perception in the community, that sleep's an inconvenience that gets in the way of social life, family life, work. And I have people actually believe, I've dealt with people who actually believe they can train themselves to sleep less. That's simply not possible. This is a physiological need and it has to be met. And if you don't meet it, you can very readily measure the effects on brain function.
And if you're in any doubt, a good night's sleep for the average adult is at least 8 hours.
Ashley Hall.